La 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 la.
Preparation to the lesson in the tens.
אנחנו נקרא מתוך מאמר של
רבא. We're going to read from Rabbi Shariko. Every man shall help his friend. We need to understand in the matter where a person can help his friend, whether that matter is specifically in a place where there are poor, rich, wise, or fools, heroes, or weak, etc. But when everyone are rich, or everyone are smart, or everyone are hero, how can one help another? But we see that there's one thing which is in common to everyone, meaning in the matter of high-spirited, as it is said, one should share his concern with others. When a person has an uplifted spirit, wealth or wisdom will not help a person. Rather, specifically, one can help another by seeing that he is in a state of lowliness. As written, one cannot deliver himself from imprisonment. Rather, specifically, his friend can uplift his spirit. Meaning, his friend uplifts him from the state he's in into a state of life, and he begins to attain once again confidence of life and happiness, and he begins as if his goal is close at hand. It turns out that everyone must pay attention and think, how can he help his friend to uplift his spirit? Because by a matter of high-spirited, everyone can help his friend find in his friend a deficiency which he can fill. A question, how can we create a new point of connection between us during the upcoming 3 hours? How can we create a new contact point between us during the upcoming 3 hours of the lesson? I saw that question last night and I was very moved. It's a very accurate question. This is all that we can do in the upcoming 3 hours, to create contact points in plural. It shouldn't be one, it should be the more the better. Every time we obtain connection, we should try and make the next connection by thought and example. We think internally about the friends and we give them an example on the outside. Yeah, I also saw that question yesterday. And I also agree that these are contact points. And I think that this is the sum of our pleas to the Creator. As much as everyone turns to the Creator and asks to bring the friends closer, to connect us, to glue us to Him, and that becomes contact points, and that is the only thing that is left in reality, our plea to the Creator, and then we're in this contact point. We want to discover a new contact point between us. Alone, no one can deliver himself from imprisonment. Only the friends, only the Kabbalists and the Creator can do that. So let us feel how the friends are trying to pull you out and the whole world. Yesterday I was teaching in a campus and Gilad was teaching as well. And you see how supposedly you go there and meet another friend and a large quantity of people, how you receive uplifted spirit, greatness, importance upon everything that you feel, and how you're being filled all of a sudden. So with gladness and gratitude and gratefulness, only the friends can deliver you yourself from imprisonment. Only they can give you the importance, the confidence, and the greatness of the goal. So the more we rise between us above the present state where we're under the control of the will to receive, the better. Well, a person comes in a state of lowliness. He can think only of himself. And here we become active. We try to make a step in the direction of each other. We try to uplift the friend. We try to express the importance, the greatness, the importance of how important the path is, how important the morning lesson is, how great, how important it is. And by this little game in which we play with each other, we begin to awaken, we begin to feel how the reforming light becomes active more and more. We should be grateful. Yeah, being grateful is a good start. This is a part of an equivalence of form. And to continue what you have said, to use every moment during the lesson, there are many opportunities where the Creator awakens us. He pulls us out of our daydreaming state of mind. And in every such opportunity where I try to understand something in preface or think about something or hear a word, something which is really awakening, so every such opportunity we should use in order to connect it to the 10, in order to raise mutual man, to pray for the friends, to try and connect through every such moment. Okay, next question. How can I generate an awakening force towards the 10? How can I generate an awakening force towards the 10?
The only chance to create this force is if I work with the 10 and give it back to them. It can't come from me, because after the first burst, the ego realizes that it's about unconditional love or unconditional hate. There was a preparation for sleep excerpt about this, that you have to take this force from the friends.
An awakening force for the 10, there are different ways. Personal example you can give to the 10. You can pray, you can have an in request for the friends, as we said before. You can just shake them up, you can do it in many different ways to shake up and awaken each other. All we need is a desire.
Everything
that's up to us, we have to do. External example too, and also be impressed by others' examples. Be sensitive to it. And mostly the Creator who gathered us, received that awakening from Him.
An awakening, that is the only thing we should constantly work on from the side of the Creator. This is the gift He gave us. He gave us each other so that we will awaken, work with each other and see how we give life for each other. And then, specifically through such efforts, we reveal Him in different ways, through acting or a personal example.
And I have to understand that all my role right now is to attract the friends to an awakening by an example, but by everything you said, by integrating with the text we study, and try as much as possible to realize it by our common effort to connect and always keep going and continue.
We have to feel, first of all, we have to feel the importance, how important it is, how much the friends depend on the awakening that I give them, and to feel how much I depend on their awakening. This is one of the elementary things of the connection between the friends. As the friends have said, to look during the lesson and in general for which action I can do now which will awaken the friend by my side. What I should know, what I should look for, what awakens him, and also internally to try to be in a prayer as much as possible for the 10, so that a greater deficiency will awaken in the friends for bestowal to want them to advance forward. Now let's read again part of the Rabash article. It follows that each and every one should pay attention and think, how can he help his friend to uplift his spirit? Because about matter of high spirit, everyone can find in his place a deficiency, a place of deficiency which he can fulfill.
Ave la shem chazak.